I thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to let your word go forth throughout the earth, Lord, that it will accomplish all that you have sent it forth to do, God, that according to your power and according to your might, Lord, that all things be done according to your will on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you and praise you and give you the glory in all things always. So again, I will only speak with thus says the Lord. And I said before, you know, the Lord has not sent me to build up, but to rather tear down. And behold, he has seen the wickedness that's in the land, a wicked nation full of abominations. Who can declare their righteousness for the Lord God Almighty? You are but dust, O nations, that rise up against the Lord. He will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and will gather his sheep from the four corners of the earth, says the Lord God Almighty. So see, God is not slack concerning any of his promises, not the least bit. And whatever God has sent forth by his word, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And God has seen the wickedness that's in this land. And God has sent forth his judgment against this nation. But not only this nation, but against all the nations of the earth who have forsaken God, you know. And who continually just go on their own way, doing things, you know, according to their work, and you know, their sorceries and their worshiping of devils, and all these things people do in the dark, and thinking that they won't come to light, you know, because these nations seek the counsel, they don't seek the counsel of God, they seek sorcery and demons. Demons minister to them, you know, to tell them because of their greed and their lust. See, you know, they go after each other's land and they do all this stuff. And they do it in vain because in the end, all these things shall be destroyed. All these things shall be destroyed by the hand of the Almighty God, you know, because of the wickedness that's in the land. It's really unfathomable, you know, when you go out and you see the evil present in the highways and the byways as God sends his ministers out to preach and warn the people of the pending judgment. They have not a clue. They are not paying attention. They pay more attention to the weather report than they do to the signs of the time. You know? And God told them, as in the days of Noah and as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And you can see the wickedness is there. It's every abomination that you can think of that men have conceived in their heart, they are doing upon the face of the earth. Before the Almighty God. Before the Almighty God, they seek to pleasure themselves. They seek to pleasure themselves. They can't wait for the holidays to pleasure themselves, to go out and on the beaches and all these things and do these things before the Almighty God, rather than pray that God would heal this land, that the wrath of God might be turned away from this wicked nation. America needs to be healed. She does not need to be made great again. She needs to be healed by the hand of the Almighty God. There's no greatness without the Almighty God. There's no greatness without God. You know, people, this Make America Great Again is the foundation of lust and of sin. That's all that is. They're trying to you know, consume everything for themselves. That's what this is. The more people that we get rid of is the more for me. That's all that is. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the glory of God. It's like they got, but they still want to just, you know, consume more and consume more until there's nothing left to be consumed. Again, I say there is no greatness in America without God. And until America lined up to God, she will never be a great nation. This is a whoring nation. A nation full of abominations and full of filth. That's all she is. That's all she is. And she must repent and turn to the living God. Or she will be consumed in the wrath of the Almighty. The hand of the Lord is against this nation. It's against this nation. Because of the evil deeds, because of the evil counsel. They're seeking counsel of demons, of wicked men, behind closed doors. These are evil men. That sit in the council of devils. They don't even have a soul. No conscience for good at all. There's no conscience in them for good. Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. There will always be poor people in a nation. And widows. And God wants us to take care of the poor. And we're not talking about young people that are able to work. We able-bodied men and women. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about truly poor people. Is the Bible plain? You tell, if a man don't work, he don't eat. If a man is unable to take care of his own household, he's ashamed for the living God. Every man should be able to take care of his own household. But there must be justice. There must be justice. The balances cannot be weighed one way or the other. Because God is a just God. There must be justice. You can't skew the balances, you know, toward one and not toward the other. It must be equal, says the Lord God Almighty. That is an abomination to God. An unjust weight is an abomination to the Lord, says God. But yet we go about think we're doing good, but we're doing evil. It's evil. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Every cattle on a thousand hill belong to the Lord God Almighty. All these natural resources that people are fighting over, trying to conquer land just for natural resources. These things belong to God and not to men. But because of our greed and our lust, we go after these things to conquer other people's lands. This is sin in the eyes of the Lord. But they do these things in secret, thinking nobody knows, but God knows. There's no secret that shall not be revealed. Oh, sinful nation. There's no secret that shall not be revealed. God searches the heart. And he knows your every intention. And he sees that your intention is not for good. It is not for good. You seek to harm your neighbor. And you surely don't love the Lord thy God with all your heart, or you will not do the things that you are doing, O wicked nation. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Destruction will come to this land. Destruction will come quickly, says the Lord God Almighty. Because God sees the intentions of why they make these laws, why they're changing these customs, why they're changing all these things. God see your true intentions. And it's not for the good of your brother and for of your fellow man. It's because of your greed and your lust. Therefore, the hand of the Lord is against you in a mighty way. Oh, America, you will tumble and you will fall. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. America will fall. She will fall because God see your intentions. You have deceived the people with lies. With lies. And they go after these things, these lies that you have produced to seduce the people. And all the time you're working wickedness behind closed doors. It's just evil. The wrath of God will come upon this land to bring swift destruction to this nation, says the Almighty God. This nation must repent and turn to the living God of true repentance. Not this form of godliness that they are creating. This form of Christianity that they are creating. And it's not God's way. It's not God's will. God died, so he said he gave his life for all. He didn't will that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus Christ died for all sinners, no matter who you are, where you are, or what you are. All sinners. But yet we want to just take care of a select few. The people that we're comfortable with. The one that look most like us. I tell you, this is sin in the eyes of the Almighty God. And this nation will crumble. God has ordained it so. He sees everything. Everything, O wicked nation. You might not be mindful of the Almighty God, but His presence is everywhere. And He's faithful to those that call upon His name, those that seek after righteousness and true holiness. He is faithful and true. And God will deliver His people from this wicked nation and from this wicked world. No matter what you try to do to them, God will deliver them. Because the more you persecute them, the stronger they will get, because they will learn that they must depend upon the Almighty God. But America thinks that her prosperity will continue in her lies and her corruption. But this nation will be brought down. It will be brought down by the hand of the Almighty God. There is evil ever present. They even teach the little children to lie and teach them to be corrupt. There's all manner of filthiness that's in this nation. All manner of filthiness. People turn up their nose to Epstein and Sean Combs, but I tell you, there's even more filthiness that's hidden in this nation. And if you think those men are filthy and that they are corrupt, I tell you, there is even more hidden filthiness in this nation that they don't want revealed. They don't want you to know about, but God knows. He knows. He sees it. He sees the corruption and the evil. All your wicked abominations in the eyes of the Almighty God, against His will and against His way. God has sent us the perfect way. A perfect way. And we have defiled it upon this earth. We have defiled the things of the Almighty God for our own gain. That's why you must repent and turn now to the living God, that your greatness might be His greatness, says God. There is no greatness without the Almighty God. Judgment is in the land. Judgment is in the land. And the wicked shall perish in their wickedness, in their folly, says the Almighty God. We must turn away now. We must turn away now. And abide in the holiness of the Almighty God. There's no other way to be in His presence. Must be a holy people. Must be a righteous people. Not this wickedness. Destruction is at hand, says the Lord God Almighty, to subdue all these nations. Subdue all these nations unto the Most High God. Father, I glorify You by Your power and by Your might and by Your strength. You will reveal yourself in these last days that men might know that you are God, my Almighty hand, God. You shall send these plagues, all these things upon the earth. And punish men for their evil deeds. You will send it upon the earth to plague them with all manner of plagues, that they might know that you are God, and beside you there is no other, Lord. There is no other. You rule. You are the first. You are the last. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning, and you are the end of all things. And we cannot be justified except we are justified by the Almighty God. Because we know that this is an unjust nation. This is an unjust world. Even in the justice system, there is no justice. There's no justice in the justice system. They are bent over backwards to do evil in the eyes of the Almighty God. Therefore, God shall come against you swiftly to bring destruction unto this nation and upon this world. Make no mistake about it. The hand of the Lord is against America. Oh, whoring nation, full of filthiness and all abominations, seducing nations with her wickedness and with her whoredoms, to blaspheme the name of the Most High God. Father, I praise you and I give you the glory because of your power, because of your might, because of your strength. You are the Almighty God. Jesus' name. Amen.